I want to finish off the discussion about Shniyos, where the Ramban introduces the issue of Mishmarti. Okay, that's a new process. You know, a bit more in Shabbos when it talks about Halakas Nechanukah, talks about Lososo and. Hushmartim, the more quotes by Shniyos, the question is, Hushmartim might be a general din by all Gzeres. The Ramban learns that it's something peculiar. Maybe it is also by all Gzeres, but maybe there's another source. But the Ramban does major things over here. And the question is, besides everything, you know, what does the pasuk mean on the deraisa level, because this comes out to be only an asmachta. So what's a deraisa and what's exactly going on? Okay? So Ramban has a line, V'elu ha-shniyos, gam ken l'nisruchu l'lav d'loi sosu, she'ein lohem Inyan b'mashmos ha-tera. V'ein chachom yicholim lichloi oisom b'isa tera. So if the Rabbonin, in other words, tchilo amigo, the right amigo, and that's who made this machta, if they would have said that this is the right source, you have to listen to the mela, so the Rabbonin has some koich. Whatever that means, it's only an asmachta, but that's then he says, Elu Elohein Ukiyotze Bohen. Ukiyotze Bohen. And those that are similar to it, it's not an isolated phenomenon, Shniyos. Nismuchu Lemitzvis Asei Ushmartem Es Mishmarte. It's a new Mitzasei, which has had reached the halachic arena. A mitzvah say, Ushmartim es mishmarti, and to observe the Shniyos is only an asmachta. Okay? And that's what he says. It says, a new mitzvah say. Okay? Now, one of the things we have to deal with is, you know, does anyone actually count this as a minyan mitzvahs? And does the Ramban count this as a minyan mitzvahs? And you know, so if he doesn't, so why not? So how does he call it? You know, it's a mitzvah say. You know, it's a mitzvah say. Okay, so that's the question at the beginning on the agenda. So that's a reasonable question, correct? Like, you know, to go portion. You know, we to two things he did. He introduced a new asmachta. Okay, and but he introduced a new mitzvah say. Okay, so the chira. The mitzvah say is, I would assume, on Beis Din. Okay, we don't know that for sure. To make the gzeira, whatever it is, truth is Ramban on a tera. Okay, it's clear about this in Dvorim, in Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis. Uma shetiknu chachomim mishum geder. Okay, that's what we're talking about. To go in shniyos la'rayis ukiyotze bohen. Again, the same shniyos and the same example ukiyotze bohen. Okay, so that's pretty good, you know. Zuhi mitzvah min ha-teira. Okay. Ubuvad. So he's talking about the chom mishum geder. Oh, does. It's very clear. So he says it's very clear that it's a mitzvah min ha-teira. Uvad sheyeda shehei mishum geder azeh v'einu ipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'teira. Don't know who's supposed to know about that, but whatever it is, but l'cheira. It's very clear. there's a mitzvah sasei on Bezin to make the Gedolim. But I guess it's a very strange thing. But our obligation to listen to these Gedolim, to follow them, is only an asmachta to this posse.
Why is that strange?
Okay, good. Ushmautim goes on them, but in other words, see, it comes out that midaraisa, they have to do something which has no efficacy midaraisa. So what are they doing exactly? In other words, you tell a legislature to legislate about something, and the midaraisa machui to do it, but no one has to listen to them. You know, it's, you know, if you don't find that strange, I don't know exactly what should be strange. Okay?
When's the verb is this Ramban?
Perik Dalit Posik Beis. Isn't that a little bit odd? They have an obligation to make this legislation, but we have no obligation to listen to it. Okay? You know, the Ramban in one place, but that's talking about you see, I'm just wondering how far it goes. For example, he says, if you remember, to deny the efficacy of Bezdin to pass and to make Zeris, okay, even though, you know, you're allowed to be over on any particular one, might be deraisa for Merida in Bezdin, and correct, but not the Etzemisa. But we also don't know the Loisotso deraisa on the Merida, where does it go? It only goes in case to which they can mufolish. It goes in Ushmata Mishmalti. It goes in everything. That's a very interesting question, because you'd like it to go in everything. And it's a very interesting thing that the koyach to make the gzera according to everyone comes from this also, really. Okay? But the obligation of them to make the gzera might be ushmaltem, and there's no obligation to listen to it. Okay. The same then.
I mean, this mitzvah shmati v'chachamim, that's...
Which mitzvah is that? Where you...
It's subsumed somewhere.
Okay, you know, you're coming from, you know, what they call the cantata. But we don't know, according to Ramban, any place where it has the Ram says the lavali sosa. The Ramban says no. And the Ramban is mesupik in Sherish Aleph that ulai, if you deny the efficacy, that b'chlal they have the right to make zeris.
That's not this. Question.
Yeah, but on the other hand, it comes down to the same thing. You really don't have to listen to them with the Raisa in that Ramban, but you have to admit they have the right to do it. Which you don't know what right and what that does exactly, which is also a very strange thing. Okay, but that's what comes out. So it would be interesting to know how far this loisosur, this deraisa, which is an issue of merida, how far that goes. Could you imagine that it applies to a case where the rabbanon wouldn't make an asmachta? Okay. Or would it apply also to Mikum Megillah? In other words, Mikum Megillah is not Resmachta, because it's only, according to the second Mandioma, it's only Shalavicha Viagetcha, Zikenech of Yermuloch. But if denied the efficacy that they can do such a thing, maybe, yes. Maybe there would be a Loisos, we don't know. Okay? Drivosh. Is very clear. Rivosh is very clear that the whole thing is an asmachta of ushmalta mismishmalti. Shal tshuvas Rivosh sim rei sari dalek. Koshina bi peri beiz yivomer is gavishnir is ti asyen lichsim ushmalta mismishmalti asum mishmeres mishmalti ubeil chachom zal Kizu amitzo bo'o le'eso shnio islarayis u'shvus le'shabas. So, you know, he's a little bit more, it goes, takes care of everything. it's not only Shniyais, but it's Shvus. Omalei Rovo. Omalei Rovo, Ramit. Chod de Reise hi. Omalei de Reise. Hu Piyushua Rabbono. Whatever that means. And Moyes Kotel Kulo Nami, Rabbonon Piyushua. El Rabbonon Kos Machtab Alma. Hine kam vor she shnir sem de rabon ibn ze doshu she josh zu shel asu mishmeres un mishmarti which will always going on bezden asu mishmeres un mishmarti he has macht de baum avo im hoye kosu bater be ferish asu mishmeres un mishmarti heine de reise vor de rabon. So, l'cheira, the etzem chiyuv of bezdin to make a mishmeres is only an asmachta, l'cheira. And the Ramban's mitzvah say, if you put together what he says over here, here with the zatera, l'cheira, this bezdin has a chiyuv. L'cheira, as much as Ramban and the Rivosh, maybe I'm wrong, but l'cheira, that's what it seems. Next step. This is really an aside, but you know, I'm just wondering about this, okay? You see, when I talk about the asmachta of shal ovich v'yageicha v'yikeneh z'kenecha l'mloch, y'z'kenecha v'yomloch, all the sosu, the asmachta really refers to me, that I have to listen, correct? It just means that I say, you really don't have to, okay? But I say, u'shmalti mis mishmalti, asu mishmeres mishmalti, we don't really understand how there really is any an asmach that I have to do anything. Because really, the asu mishmeres mishmati is going on bezin. So what's my obligation to listen? So I assume, so I guess the asmach means, if they have the right to do it, Mestam I have to listen, or something like that. It's an inference.
Okay. How about the din of kol demekadesh adat drabon demekadesh?
That's a different question. That's a question of oimei das b'nei odom. Unless you say it's a hefka bezin hefka, but as the do.
In other words, if the shneis are usher from the rabbanon, you can't be make a kedushin with a woman that's a shneis.
No, one second, enough. This was a shneis from the rabbanon. We pointed out last time that shneis is this priest's kedushin. It's not an album with the rabbanon. That's the Rambam with Hosea. Okay. So I was only wondering. Okay. But I don't know if the question really, it's really like the chakira shomabakach, but the chakira is very interesting, okay? See, one could maintain that maybe the Rabbanan said you can make a bracha because of asmachta, because the posik actually says, asher kiddushah mitzvah, they relate to me. But Lui Tzui could have imagined a mitzvah, but you can't, because hushmalti mis mishmalti is only Isurim, really. But Lui Yitzui could have imagined a mitzvah that is embedded in Ushmalti Mis Mishmalti. Maybe he could not have made a bracha. Because the Gemara really only talks about a bracha by Lysosu, Inshallah Gicha V'yageitcha. You know, it's like a chakir of Mabakach. But the point is just to try to understand. L'chera, we don't really understand what the Asmacht is over here, and what really obligates me. But teres the asmachta, is it just an inference? And if it's so, you know, maybe I wouldn't have been able to make a bracha. Which is an interesting observation. I'm not saying anything. It's just a, you know, it's a tidbit, a side bit, but you know, it's something to think about.
Could the Beis Din enforce it, be the right thing, just like the legislators? Forgetting about your
human. I can't. That's why I can't. How could they enforce it if I have no obligation to do it?
How can it be considered a mishmeres if they can't enforce it?
I understand that, you know, it's all back to the same thing, the same way also, all the exams and everything. You know, and see, especially according to Ramban, the question is, you know, what exactly, you know, the chayim, the shtekotera, the kloli, the prati, the machon, well, the maisi is on the tzad that you can't deny the efficacy. Okay. You know, it sounds a broad din, it doesn't mean this particular thing. But, you know, when you ask yourself, you know, you know, what does it all mean? You don't really know what it means. So I ask myself, so I deny they have efficacy to do. But what do they have efficacy to do, I said? They have to make gzera. So, but what does it mean? What is it, if it doesn't obligate me anything, so the whole thing is a farce. You know, if Chaim makes a big deal, but it's a klali, it doesn't have a shem elbow, you know, but there's no explanation of what we're talking about here. See, if you just say that, you know, the idea that they can make gzera is embedded on, you know, an asmach at the raisa, so, you know, I can live with it. Maybe they don't have any koyach, okay? But once you say there might be an isa de raisa merida, that bezin, you deny the efficacy of bezin to make the gzera, and you don't really say the gzera has any teeth or mean anything with the raisa, the whole thing becomes like a farce. You know what we're talking about, okay? It's a fair question, I think. Okay, if you don't ask the question, there's a problem, you know. What are we talking about, okay? Now, that's who we are now. The Rambam denies this whole thing. Everything is loy sarsa. It is no difference between, there's no asmata. Everything is deraisa, whether it's netilas yadayim, whether it's a mikra megillah. And even those new mitzvahs also come under loy sarsa. Everything is loy sarsa. That's the Rambam, what he says, that basically, you know, netilas yadayim is a new mitzvah, it's not Hagzeira from the sauce or whatever, and therefore, you know, and that, and you should count as minyan mitzvah if you can become bigger. The Seder comes a Ben Yena in Shari Chu. Remember Yena in Shari Chu. Shari Chu go Shah Gimo Oizayin. I'm going to do something which is really not fair, okay? I'm going to read it in the middle, okay? Then after I go back to the beginning, I'm going to read it in the middle, okay? In Shal Gimel, Shari Tshuva, Oy Zayin, in the middle. Ki inyin shenemam, ushmartem es mishmarti, asu mishmeres l'mishpati. V'roi hazihilos, hazihilos, v'raba zihilos, Vagede vachoka minoisa, hallo ze meika hamoira. Hachoka minoisa is embedded in Yerushalayim, moira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vahamal v'hisoyer lihizoyer yagir elaschar hagodol. Okay? So what he's done is an amazing thing. When we talk about a gzera, and fulfilling a gzera, okay, we talk about an isa, okay, and you fulfill an isa, pash, you know, fulfill an isa means you're not bought and buy the isa, it's absolute zero. Even there's a chazanish someplace that, you know, that talks about kibu something, but pash, there's nothing. And that's why when the Bahag at the beginning of his minyan mitzvahs, when he talks about mitzvahs loisa say, he talks about oinshin. And when he talks about mitzvahs say, he talks about the bizrecha in Gan Eden or whatever he says in bizrecha, or the haba, whatever loshin it is. Because there's no tzchil, there's no kium, there's nothing, right? But according to Ben Yena, once you introduce that. That Ushmarte mis Mishmarte is Meir Shamai, is Meira a Meira, and Schar Godol, even though in the Lav that you're talking about, you don't have any Schar, okay? But in the Gzeira, in fulfilling the Gzeira, you have a Schar.
Speaking on Yachin at the base, then.
Yeah. One second, I understand, but listen, if you have any doubt about it, so I can imagine, then he says, ki inyan, if you had any doubt about this, we're talking about the Yochan, listen to the next lashon, ki inyan shenemo gam avdecho nizor bohem bishomrom ekevchov. the abdechod is a behem, b'shamim ekev rov.
Don't be on the bed.
Okay, gam. Okay, whatever you want. Gam hose ki inin shenema gam abdechod nizah behem b'shamim ekev rov. Al kein omu chavivim divrei seifim yisim yenu shater ki gedreim gzeim ikayira. Umitzis hayira schal harbe kinegin mitzis rabois ki hi ayisid lahem. So I'm just even wondering, it's a little strange why it says schal harbe kinegin mitzis rabois. What it really does is not that, you see, schal harbe kinegin mitzis rabois is it quits introducing like a relationship. It's more. Okay?
Okay. The kingdom of what?
What?
What's the kingdom?
The kingdom of Yerushalayim. That I'm nizah. I'm nervous. And in other words, it bothers me. I want to make sure I don't violate these.
So every time I do this, I'm kind of Yerushalayim Elokecha.
Yeah. So I would have said, you see, he talks about more. Okay? I would have said, that's not a question of more, it's adding a new dimension. Because in Yisurim, there's no Kiyum B'chal. And it adds a Schar, a Kiyum B'chal, and the loss is very strange. Unless he's ready to say there's a Kiyum and not violating Yisurim, I just don't know what exactly happened here. What's the more? Is this the Chazon Ish? Is the Kiyum and not violating Yisa? And I was like, I want to do it, I hold myself back.
But why should it be? Why logically should you say that on Dereisa levels, it's being Nizhar from Nizhar Dereisa, that's not a Kiyum in Yerushalayim?
No. Nizhar, I know. You see, we don't know that. What do you mean? What do you mean, Nizhar? I make an area around that I can't get close to something, okay? So that's an expression of yira, that I'm afraid, I'm petrified to get close, therefore I make the boundaries further, okay? But I don't violate the Issa, I'm listening to our Kodesh Bochus commandment. It's a problem of Yerushalayim?
I want to eat the treif, I can't.
Why? Because God commanded to me. Why do
because
I
I'm
say
afraid. I'm scared out of my wits. I'm not gonna do it.
Okay, but you're so Inish. I just okay good. I would say if God commands me, okay, you can say that. That's a very interesting thing. But then what you're basically doing, so why is it more? If it's basically you're a Shemayim, okay. But if basically not violent, the East is also Yerushalayim, so why is it more? So I would assume I'm the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here now it's Yerushalayim. But then I said, L'chayr, it's not more or less. It's a whole new dimension. Okay? But it's a whole new thing over here. U'shmarte mes mishmarte in chalus kiyum is a kiyum yoshmai. That's what he says. L'chayr, correct? So then, but he doesn't talk, but he calls u'shmarte mes mishmarte.
But nothing to do with the best then.
Okay, we don't know, that's what we don't know. But whatever it is, it's not minyan amitzis, according to the Rabbi Yoina, because it goes b'chlau, the mitzvah Yerushalayim. He's mamish introducing a whole new dimension over here. You know, I'm learning Rabbi Yoina the way you learn a Rambam, okay? But that's what it says, no? Okay, now, truth is, you'll see this in Drosh Saran, in Drosh Shvi, the Takonis HaChomim, V'gidreim heim yisoid l'derech ha'yira. I know what derech ha'yira is. Let's say l'derech ha'yira. Ki yasu gede v'achoko pentiga yad odom v'isa ha'teira ki bal ha'soder ashe yase gede l'sodeyo. Ma'ashe yoko be'eino pen yikonsu boy b'nei odom. Ki yishenema ושמרתם מישמרתי, עשו משמרת למשמרתי. ורואי והגזריס והגדע והחוקו, מנו איסו, הלוי זה מעיקרי התרה. Whatever that means. Okay? Whatever that means. But למעשה, it sounds something like, he says, מיקי הירה, really. So, yeah, he say להם, מיקי הירה, I don't know. Okay. So it's not a separate mitzvah from the atzmo ishmartus, but it's part of Yerushmayim. Correct? Comes the Rambam in Shirush Rabbi and does a major thing. So like this, Hashemesh Rabbi, She'en roi l'nois ha-tzivuim ha-kolim ha-mitzis kulim. Right? That's fair, correct. That's the fourth Shemesh. Hine yovoyu batera tzivuim ha-tzivuim she'enon bedova miyuchot avokolim ha-mitzis kulim. Ki ilu yoyma asei koma she'tzivisicho. V'zoye v'kol ma'a shizaltichu mimenu. Okay? O, lo'isa'a bo v'dobo mima'a shizaltichu bo'e. Hinei ein oifen limnois ha'tzivui hazeh mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Okay? L'fi shehu lo'isa'a bo la'asayis eizem ma'ise miyuchot shiyeh mitzaseh v'chein lo'yazeh mima'ise miyuchot shiyeh mitzloisaseh. Okay, now the examples of mitzvah shekolah kolatoku. Okay, correct? U'b'chol asher omarti aleichem tishomeru. That's clear. L'cheira. U'goyin omroi es chukosai tishomeru. V'yes mishpotai ta'asu. U'shmaltem es brisi. Brisi is not a peculiar thing referring to a bris, a covenant. Yeah, what?
Shmarti.
Okay, I can't. What?
Hold both it. Of these say Mishmarti. Kapach and this.
Kapach also? We have Kapach.
Yeah.
That's not Kapach.
That's not Kapach.
No, one second. You want to be fair? 1 second. Hold it. I'm ready to assume nothing's going on here, and I'm okay. But here, you can take this one. You can take this one. Here's one. Here's another one. Do whatever you like. Open it up and read what it says.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say? Ushmaltim. What was the first one it says? Ushmaltim es brisi. What did you say before?
No, that's
Ushmaltim. Oh, there's Ushmaltim es Ushmaltim. There are two things going on here. Okay, beginning of Shirish Dalad. You have the Arabic on the side, if you had any questions. Okay, you don't need a footnote. Look on the Arabic on the other side. What does it say on the other side? You know, if it's in the Arabic, you can't... What? Hello?
Well, this is in Hebrew.
Which one? Which is Hebrew? The Arabic, he quotes the Kossig in the original Kossig. This is the Rambam. This is not, you know, Ibn Tibbin or, this one or that one, you know. She's cute. Migchap, he caught me cute on the thing, So you see that you have to be careful. No, there's such a text, okay? I don't know. They skipped the line. Ushmaltem is Hashmotai de Edoimois. Ushmaltem. He went from Shmaltim and he skipped the posse. Okay, let's go on. It's not negate anything, okay? So I'll tell you something. I can't say anything intelligent over here, but there is a note, okay? On the next one, Ushmaatim Yom. You can flip it, okay? Yeah, Ushmaatim is greasy, Ushmaatim is Ushmaatim, right? Correct? So, by you only have Ushmaatim is Ushmaatim, correct?
That's wrong.
Okay, good.
I did difficult for you in the room.
Okay, good. So I'm going to read you a note from Chaim Heller, her 06. But you have to know where he came from, because it's not clear to me if Chaim Heller keeps me out, okay? So he says, Ela Sheba Aleph Aleph, that's one of the Arabic translations, Lesser Mishmaltim is Mishmaltim. Vagab Resh Ayin Mem Lesser. Okay? But the Kisve Yad, which not only is Kapas Ksav Yad, but I spoke to Rav Korach about this, who has the Ksav Yad, which is Nikla Chimukuri, of the Arabic of the Rambam. I think they sold it to Ulmamish. They have the thing, and it's there. Okay. So I have no clue, you know, what he does. He quotes two, Chaim Heller quotes two Targumim, doesn't look at the Makor, and Kilu says, maybe it doesn't exist. Okay? In Kapach Tzavyan it's there, and in the one which is the most Makori, the best source we have, it's there. Okay?
In Hebrew.
What? And in Hebrew. Without a translation, I choose like one. Okay? Okay, so but it's irrelevant to everything. It's pretty clear from the Rambam, okay, that the mitzvah I say, Ushmalti mes mishmalti, is a mitzvah kolos kol tokulam. That's why it's not minyan mitzvah. Okay? Okay. You could say in Rabbeinu Yoin it's not minyan mitzvah because part of Yerushalayim. Okay? You could say in the Rambam it's not minyan mitzvah because of Sherish Dalit. Okay? We haven't talked about this. I just want to make a point, which is mamish an aside, but it's a very important point, and it's an aside, complete aside, okay? When I was working the Shurish test, if you look at the beginning of Shurish test, the Rambam does an amazing thing, which offhand, if you look at it as an isolated phenomenon, it's very nice and very interesting. But if you look at it in context, it don't make no sense. Because the Rambam introducing Shurish test talks about, he categorizes mitzvahs in four different categories, okay? The same way the Goyim, Michasichlias, not Michasichlias, he has four different categories of mitzvahs. He has Deos, Midos, Pulos, and Amir, or Diva, whichever way you translate the Arabic, okay? So, you know, if it would be a broad discussion about mitzvahs in general, okay, it's a very nice discussion, you know. Let's go and categorize mitzvahs. No, I'm telling you, this is the way we categorize mitzvahs, okay? But I ask myself, I open up Shurish test, and I say to the Rambam, you know, act as a rational person. In the middle of Shurish test, we're talking about how you count lavim, okay? You know, if a lav is mentioned many times, how many times do you count it, okay? That's what the Shurish, what Shurish test, what does it say in the Shurish test? What does it say? What's the translation? Shurish test? It says, She'en roi limnois es halavim v'asei, it means the Inyoni Ateila. You don't count the Lavas 20 times, you don't count it, but you count the Inyoni Ateila. Okay? That's what I'm assuming at the moment. Okay? Let's assume that's what he says. Okay? And he does talk there about something mentioned many times. So I ask myself the following question. Okay? If the Rambam working in a vacuum is trying to categorize. Let's categorize mitzvahs. You know, it's a very nice thing. But what happened? Kilu in the beginning of Sherish Test, it's mamish like a few lines of the Sherish Test. He introduces these categories that they're for, then he goes and explains them that this is under Deis, and this is under Mides, and this is under Pulais, and Amira, whatever, okay, correct. So what's the scoop? Correct? It's offhand like a Chidastuma, correct? So obviously what I said, and maybe I hit the bullseye, or maybe I'm just, you know, I'm in the Netherlands, but I said, the Rambam is telling you Yisrael and Sherish Tashini. And Yisrael is, you can, what does he say, Pula, what's the Lashon? El esad voma mushoam aleim shemitzuvim bohem. Let's say Ruyitzur, you can imagine an Inyan Echod of Inyani HaTera, and it should have been mentioned twice in the Tera, but once as a maise, a pula, and once as a deya, or once as a mida, and once as an amira. How many times did you count the minyan mitzvahs? Would you count it only one, or you count it as two? Okay? So I'm ready to maintain you count it as two. And that's why he says it has to fit when you're trying to evaluate. When it fits into this category, you have to look at it as it fits into this category of mitzvahs, or this category, or that category, and the Rambam's laying the groundwork to try to understand the Sherish. And you understand why it's the beginning. Okay? Okay? Now, if that's correct, the next step is the following. If you look at the Rambam in Sherish Tashi, where does he count Yerushalayim, what type of mitzvahs? The Ram says it's a mitzvah from Deis. It's the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the world and what it is. And you can look, right? He's putting in Avos Hashem. Avos Hashem is not the emotion. It might be the emotion that comes afterwards. But the mitzvah, or the way you do the mitzvah, you have to understand what he's talking about over here, is through the Deir of understanding who and what the Rebbeinu Shalom is, okay? And that's the Yerushalayim also, correct? So I'm not sure, okay, in the Ram's frame of reference, if he could have put Ushmalti Mes Mishmalti under Yerushalayim, okay, which the Chayr has to do with a Deya, okay, maybe it's a Pula, no, exactly, or lack of a Pula, okay, and to say that it's really one mitzvah with Yerushalayim. So, okay? So that's just, it's a very interesting observation, and a very telling observation, but Chayre, it's not, I don't know how germane it is over here, but I'm just telling you why he might not have accepted Amenayim. Okay? And he says that it's a mitzvah which is Kulelis Kolatoroku. Correct? Correct? Now next. So, the Inyan, the Chayr of Gedin Richuk, is a way that we make sure Makayin Kolatoh Kula. I guess that's what's happening over here. Okay? So, who is the mitzvah on? And what exactly is the mitzvah? Okay? Ushmaltim is Mishalti, it means to be careful to Makayin Kolatoh Kula. Okay? The mitzvah on Bezin and the mitzvah on us. Okay? Now, let's give the Rambam a chance to speak. Okay? You know, it's basically setting up a system that you Mekayin Kol HaToku. Make sure you Mekayin Kol HaToku. Comes the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis and Hakdomah to Mishnah Torah and his In the Pirush Mishnayis, in the Agdomah, the Pirush Mishnayis, and in Obois, we'll see the Agdomah, we'll see what. Let's see for a second. There's a Pirush Mekob Moshe Rabbeinu. That the Ushmartim es Mishmarti, there's a mitzvah, Lasa es Mishmer es Mishmarti. It's not Stamut Chosh Ba'almo, or the Pirush Mekob. Okay? Look at the Agdomah of the Rambam to the Mishnah. והחלק הרביעי הם הדינים שקובעו הנביאים וחכמים שבכל דור ודור על דרך הגדר והסיוג לתורה. So what are we talking about? גזירות וסיוג לתורה, correct? והם שציבו השם לעשותם באופן כללי באומרם ושמרתם את משפרתי ובו בקבולו. I assume that's a Pirush of Mekubo. עשו משמרת ומשפרתי. והם שקוראים איתם חזל גזרס. That's pretty clear. So חייר is a Pirush of Mekubo that you חייר that משמרת ומשמרתי is not סתם an אסמכתא. Oh, but that's chatting. That is the Pirush Mekubo. Moshe Rabbeinu said that that's the pshat. Correct? Okay, that's okay.
No. Rabbeinu says it doesn't say it, it does say it.
Okay, good, we'll see. Okay. Now, okay, correct? So even though it's the Chabitzah, keep in mind, we'll come back to that. I didn't forget anything. It's a mitzvah, kolas kolatoku, hisherish dalet. Okay, correct? Now, in the Akdamah to Pirush Mishnayis, he says this. Let's continue. I just want to, before we go, let's put the facts down. Okay, is that a fact? Okay. Next fact. There is a Pirush Mishnayis on Maseches Avos. Perek Aleph Mishnah, if you don't have to go far into Avos. Basus Yom Letera. What's the Loima? Hagezeirais Vatakonais Ashe Yachiku Es Odom En Avera. Kamoi Sh'oma Yis'ale Ushmaltim Es mishmalti v'omu b'feirush zeh asu mishmeres mishmalti. So exactly what the Rivosh says, it doesn't say, correct? The Ram says that there's a Kabbalah and there's a Pirush Mekubo, correct? Now, in Dabdamat Yad Chazaka. To finish it off, if you have any questions about the way that I'm standing, Gam Yisboye Mehem, Devorim Shegozu Chacham Unavim, Shebechol Dor Vador, Lasu Siog Latera, Kmo Sheshomu Mimoshe. What does that mean? Sheshomu Mimoshe. Sheshomu Mimoshe, Befeirush, Shenema Ushmarte Mes Mishmarte. Asu Mishmer Su Mishmalti. Okay? So, you know, it lightning struck twice, three times in the same place. All these things are the exact same thing, correct? Okay. So, on one hand, you have the Rambam saying that Ushmalti Mis Mishmalti is a mitzvah Shikolas Korato Kula, and therefore it's not in Midyan Mitzvahs. And on the other hand, he clearly says that Pirush Mekubo that the mitzvah is on Bezdin. Okay? Is that fair? Did I do anything?
What's
going to happen? Okay. I don't know. You know. Okay. Mercedes is, if the cash is not cash, then you have to answer things. Right? Correct? The fair thing? 1, 2, 3, Hakdoma, the Pirush Mishnah, Miseches Avos, and Hakdoma Tiyad HaChazaka. Each one black and white. And three times you say, you know, that's it, okay? And especially you have the Arabic, both in the Ksav and Mekori, Ushmaltim is Mishmalti, it's there, correct? Now, So l'chayra, that's the kasha. And l'chayra, you know, see, if the Rambam had subscribed to something like Rabbeinu Yonah is doing, kam avdechon nizbohem shom mekev rov. So you say it's not mishmir shemayim, but it's the kain kol tokur. Kam avdechon nizbohem shom mekev rov. Oh, that's another kain kol tokur. But the Rambam says, that's the mitzvah on bezin. So l'chayra, once you have that, a priori, you should have asked the following question. The same way that the Rambam says in Mitzvah Say Hey that there's a Docha Mitzvah Ula of the B'chol of Avchem, which a priori is a mitzvah which is called Kotel Kula and shouldn't have been Minyan Mitzvahs. He says, since in Inyan Miyuchad, in this mitzvah, which is Tefillah, therefore, it's a minyan mitzvahs. So I would say, you know, I'm just asking the question a little bit better. You see, they didn't have this, the, you know, this. So you say, similarly over here, it's doch, there's ushmalti, it's mishmalti, is, let's say, is takakul kato, but there's an Indian in it, which the Pirush HaMakubal, the same way in Tefillah, the Pirush HaMakubal says that it's a mitzvah bez mitzvahs. So that should be enough to make it a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Correct. That is the kasha. Maisa is, you have to understand that, you know, the maisa we have to deal with the Ramban also, because Ramban doesn't count Ushmat, and he says the mitzvah say, but it doesn't count the minyan mitzvahs, which is an amazing thing. It's not the mitzvah shocharav. Okay? I only ask you the following question. Okay? I ask the following question. And maybe, you know, I'm off my. You see, we talk about in Yoni Atera. Let me even go further. I'll preface this. Maybe it's the wrong way to do it, but I think it would be the easier way to do it, okay? If I were to ask you, in the mitzvah say of Shabbosu, okay, and I ask you about Shvisis Behemta, and Shvisis Avodin, okay? How would you be moining in Minyan HaMitzvahs? Because there are various times Torah says that, you know, talks about Shabbosin, you know, talks about Shabbosin by Ne'im, it talks about by Avodim, it talks about by B'nai Odom. So a priori you would say, you know, different people, different things, it's different mitzvahs, correct? But when the Rambam counts, I think it's a show of sheet, maybe I'm wrong, that the Torah maybe said about 12 times a mitzvah say on Shabbos, this includes the Shvisas Behemtoi, Shvisas Avdoi, Shvisas himself, and Bechule Bechule. So that's not a reason to make it into a separate mitzvah. Because the Kavonis HaTeira is there should be a Yom Menucha, and that includes many different aspects of the Yom Menucha, I assume, or something like that. So the question is, when you look, even though the mitzvah say might be on Bezdin to do such a thing, okay, is the purpose that Bezdin should make this mitzvah, or the purpose is to set up a system which is Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, and it's a mitzvah which is Kila is Kol HaTorah Kula. And I would have said that's the latter, not the former. So you know, you can have an Inyan Miyuchad, but l'chayr that Inyan Miyuchad has to be completely different, and a completely different Inyan than the mitzvah itself. But if the Inyan Miyuchad is Gufa to Mekayim the Kol HaTorah Kula, so you really don't gain anything. There's no reason to count them in your mitzvahs. Okay? So I could have imagined that even though the impossible exists, that the mitzvah on Bezdin, but once you're ready to accept this whole general concept that, you know, that Kefil Aseh is not necessarily the exact same thing, but it's the idea that there should be Yom Menucha, okay? Here, it's the idea is there should be a Kiwa called Tov Kula. And Mamela, it's not Minyan Mitzvahs. And the truth is, even though Gam Avdechot Nisbehem B'shomem Ekev Rov, it talks about Diyur Shemayim with the Yochid, the thrust of Rabbi Yoina at the beginning of Oiz Zion is going on Bezdin. And let me read the thing from the beginning. And could be he's ending up with the same thing, the same type of idea from a different perspective. That's why I apologize at the beginning. I read it the way I read it, but you'll see now. And that's why I flipped it the way I flipped it. And I apologize. But, you know, from a pedagogic point of view, I think it was 100% okay. Okay? Now, here we go. Oy om Rabbi Seinu Zichayin Levocha Kitevim Deidecho Miyoyin Chavivim Divrei Seif Un Yoyisim Yenu Shal Teira Vanachnu Tzvichim Leforish Gam Ezeis Yidua Ki Yiras Hashem Yisrael Amitzis Shinem Viator Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyim Imoch Ki Yiras Hashem Elokecha Ubezeh Yirtza Hashem Es Bruof כמו שנאמר, ריצה השם אסתיריו. אותו דיס תקונס, ודיס יאיר של תאירו. ותקונס החום בגדריהם יסוי לדרך העירו. כי יעשו גדר והחוקו, פנטיגו יעד האודם ואיסה תאירו. כי בעל הסודר, אשר יעשה גדר לסודהו, מאשר יוקו בעינו. כי יורי פן יקונצו בוי בני אודם, והויו למשלח שור למיר מסה. כי אם שנאמר, ושמרתם את משמרתי, עשו משמרת למשמרתי. So לחירו, what the Bez is doing, at the Yenu של Tera, is to set up a system that the Yochid should have Yerushalayim. But the obligation is on Ben. Okay. Correct? Similarly, you can say the same thing in the Rambam. That the mitzvah, and maybe the Ramban also, that the mitzvah is to make Gezeiros, and talk Gezeiros, in order to set up a system to Mekayim Kol HaTorah. The mitzvah might be on Bezdin, but if the mitzvah was Kol, it's Kol HaTorah and Shalom Ma Yisrael. That's what I would suggest. And I apologize for reading, but he ends up with Gam Avdecho, Gam Avdecho Nizabahem B'Shom Mekiv Rov. Okay, now, so, it could be according to Ramban, it's also Sherish Dalet. Because we have to have a reason, according to Ramban, why it's not Minyan Mitzvahs, because he said, like, it's a mitzvah say. You know, according to the reverse, we have no problem. Next. Now, there is a problem text over here. Which tshuva is what, and what the tshuva is, okay? It seems that Xaviyad is not like Frankel, and the whole discussion about Nicham Avelin preceded this in the Ksav Yad. And, you know, as you like it, I'm just working usually Frankel's text at the moment, but it might not be the correct text at all. Okay? And the question is the Tshuva Revius, or this is really Tshuva Shlishis? Okay? And is the Tshuva about Siog LaTera, in Shniois, is it Tshuva Shlishis or Tshuva Revius? Okay, now, by Tshuva Revius, he shamona ba'al lochveis nicham aveilim u'bika choylim u'kfuas meisim va'al boshes arumim. Okay? And it's mistabir, like Xaviyad and the way it is in Shevel, because this whole discussion is much earlier in the Rambam and to address it at the end is a little bit odd. Okay? Before
except
the discussion about Shnius.
He agrees for a change.
What?
He agrees for a change.
What? Who?
He agrees with the Rambam for a change.
Who?
Rambam.
We'll see exactly how he does it, okay? But he doesn't. How does he agree with it? Or is it tshuva or what? Let me just. Let's. You say he agrees, let's read. But tshuva revis is a tshuva against the Rambam, right? He shemon abar alochas gedoyles, nichum avelim, ubika chilim, the kvuis mesim, vabosh alumim. Okay? V'divir ab b'tshuva zeis t'mimim, mipnei, shedivirei ba alochas gedoyles alumim. Okay? So I ask the question, what is he talking about? It's very nice poetry, but what does he mean? Okay? In other words, what you have to start with, we're just talking about this and we'll move on to the thing next week, okay? You know, you have to go anocha that somehow Zalumim is almost like a foil to Tmimim, correct? Correct? Okay. So I've, in my search, I found Alumim has two pshotim in Rishonim or something like that, okay? And I think that the Ramban means one of the two, okay? There is a pirish called Alumim, which means Amukim, okay? The Ramban approached it as a simplistic point of view, and from the simplistic point of view, he's right. But if you look at what he's saying as being more profound, you would not come to that conclusion. Okay? Now, why do I call it Amukim? You look up in Hanano, and you'll find it also in Yad Ramah there. In Sanhedrin, Chavdal Man Aleph, Omer B'Yomiyo, B'mach HaShakim Hoshivani, Kimsei Oilam, Zit Talmud Bavli, Kloima, Taimim Shelo, Sifunim, V'alumim, Kimayim Amukim. Okay? It says that it's wrong, okay? So that's what I would say, what the Ramban has in mind over here. But you got it. Okay? Therefore, the Ram is Tmimim, because the Kabonis Ramban, Abahag, is Mechusa. Okay, it's mamukim. But there's also another inyan which the chiddush doesn't make much sense. V'lo inyan chizik, the radak in Tehillim peites posig memvav hiksalta yimei alumo amei amum is yimei like yimei nuum. It's something like yimei alumim heim hamalchus kmo yimei ha'odim menuurim heim yimei hateva liinyan aguf. It's deep, The person is in his apex of strength. The Malbim also in Eov, who mamlets in Perik Yudgimel Pasachopei Vov, the mamlets Shato Tildef Esakash Hayovish Mitzach Etiskebo Yemei Anu Urim Shoz Hoyis the Mleya Tvur, V'chein Hagam Shato Baloisi Mizekon Rifyon. That I'm weak now. To the Feniki Sorisheni, Avoino is Nurai Shoyisi Mole Alumim, the Koyach, the Oz Chotosi the Fodecha. So I'm not sure if you could talk about Tmimim as being the opposite of Chizek, okay? So I thought what he meant, okay, maybe I'm wrong, is that he meant that Alumim are Mechusim and profound and difficult to understand and difficult to grasp. And the Ram looked at it in a very simplistic fashion and just discarded it as if it's nothing. Okay? Rabbi Say, have a nice week.